two.
Peace.
Two. Hello and welcome to episode 15 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And we hope you enjoy the show today.
Hey, that rhymed.
Did it really?
Yeah, you made it rhyme. Good job.
Thank you. I'm always trying to work on my rapping skills. And a little bit haven't been shot yet, but I'm on my way there.
Well, you need it at this point. I mean, I think 50 Cent raised the bar quite a bit. You gotta get shot like 10 times or something to even be noticed, you know?
To beat 50 Cent, I gotta be at least a hundy.
Alright, we'll stop there.
Okay, but first, trivia for you. Our winner from last week, who was the quickest to correctly answer what this song is... Well, I must admit, it was a very close call between two listeners, DJ75728 and Luelic, but the one to get the correct answer in first was Luelic. It is indeed from the multiplayer menu within Sonic the Hedgehog 3 for the Sega Genesis. So, Luelic, well, that's the third time for you now, so you know the drill. But I'll be making your picture into floating 2P Start Head and then adding you to our contest winners page, along with everybody else.
Now I'm wondering if he's going to ask you to make a third picture. just to give you more work to do, you know?
I would probably do it, too. But judging by how I could never really get a header for the last comic made, we'll see.
I know. What's up with that? Now we've got the citizens are revolting.
I got busy,
here.
Man. I got busy, and I'm like, you know, it's just not worth it this week.
Rawl's not worth it. Yeah, you're right, Ray. Rawl's not worth it.
As such, here is our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. Remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart. So let the guessing begin. Man, I got that down in like less than 3 minutes. This is good. See, we're on a roll already.
That's good.
Sometimes
yeah,
I wonder how short we could actually make these if we really tried hard.
Yeah.
Because I know when we first started, we were like 15 minutes
15
max.
15 minutes,
that's,
yeah.
15 minutes. That's how... I don't think we've ever made 15 minutes, have we?
No, I don't think so. But I think people like it. At the length it's at, I think people are fine with it.
Of course, no one, you know, all the people who aren't listening aren't here to tell us otherwise, but,
true.
So, I guess that brings us right into our topic of the week. Tim.
That's right.
What is our topic?
Well, we didn't have anything, urgent, but I thought it might be interesting, well, let's be honest, not everybody's a Brawl fanatic out there like yourself, and I would consider myself a casual observer of the Brawl phenomenon, and I plan on buying the game, and I'll probably enjoy it and all that, but, you know, instead of being just solely focused on Brawl, I thought we could take a look at some other games for other Nintendo fans out there that are on the horizon. And let me just list off some of the games that are expected to be out in 2008 in Japan. All right.
Yeah, well, we'll see about 2008.
Now, I said expected because we know
I don't expect it at all.
Half of them will get delayed to 2009, and who knows what that means for the U.S. But still, for people that aren't looking forward to Brawl, this is, you know, something to put their eyes on here. So,
okay.
We got Mario Kart. We know that's coming out this year.
Yes.
Even if it's not till the fall or something, so that'll be great. Wii Music, which we don't know much about, but that could be very interesting. Mario Baseball, a new Mario Baseball title, which
yes.
I'm definitely looking forward to. That was one of my favorite Mario sports titles.
Which I owned you on, by the way. When I actually
which
visited
you. Owned
you
me on.
I
but
did.
You know what? I hadn't played that game in a long time. I didn't even own it anymore. So we'll have a rematch once Mario Baseball comes out on the Wii.
I still cannot believe you got all the star characters in that game,
I know.
Man.
That's my claim to fame right there.
Of all the games I've gotten things perfect with, and you never do, it's like, oh, but go ahead, yeah, continue.
All right, so that'll be a great one. Disaster Day of Crisis, I guess they didn't cancel that one. Animal Crossing is on the list, which kind of took me by surprise. We hadn't heard much about that in quite some time, but...
Yeah, it was kind of expected.
I know you're a big fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I love the Animal Crossing series. Yeah, they'll have to do something really new and fresh with it, though, for me to really get drawn in.
Yeah, they're talking MMO style.
Yeah, and I'll believe it when I play it.
I know. MMO and Nintendo don't really go hand in hand.
There's no way, man. There's no way.
I mean, I think of them getting that.
I've read about Pokemon MMO being pitched to Nintendo, and they're like, "No, we just want to keep Pokemon the way it is."
See, I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, but, you know, exactly. It's like, oh, that would be sweet.
Everyone's going off to collect them all.
Guns on cars. No, that game won't be made. You know, things like that. It's like, thanks, guys.
We can dream. And the last one on the list was Kirby, which...
Does it have a name?
It just says Kirby.
Okay.
Now, I know they had worked on a Kirby title for the GameCube that never came out, never saw the light of day. And I would imagine that it's some form of that game, but it's supposed to be a standard, you know, Kirby. I don't know what a standard Kirby title is, to be honest, but a Kirby platforming type of game.
Are there any screenshots for it or anything?
There is a screenshot of the game, which I can give you to put on the podcast here.
Yeah.
It's of the GameCube version. There's one screenshot.
Okay.
And we're guessing that that's the game that they're porting over, or I guess probably writing from scratch on the Wii.
I don't know. It seems like that if they were just porting it, it would have been out a lot sooner.
Oh, yeah. That's why I think they scrapped it even when the GameCube was relevant. So I'm guessing that maybe some of the ideas for the game are going to be brought into this new one, but the development was from the ground up on the Wii. So.
And I assume HAL Laboratories is working on it?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
So I mean that's not a short list, you know, of major.
What about
Nintendo
Wii Fit?
Titles.
Isn't that out this year?
Well, that's not on the Japanese list because it's already out.
Oh
yes,
right, yeah. But that would be
that
out for,
and Mario
yeah.
Kart are on the U.S. list for After Brawl confirmed. 08 titles After Brawl
confirmed.
And that
you know, to be honest, I'm actually quite surprised at how many games are coming out this year. Or at least what's been confirmed to come out this year. I really felt like 2007 was it. One full year, and now it's like, okay, second year. It's like, wow, we still got a lot of good games coming out. So I guess the third year now is going to be the year I feel like Wii is going to drop the ball, but maybe not.
Well, you know, I kind of had the same thought, because I thought, well, they get a Zelda title, a Metroid title, and a Mario title all out in the same year. Like, what's left, right?
Right.
But at this point, like, Nintendo has enough franchises and enough juice, I think, to keep the cycle going and never really drop the ball. There may be lulls in there, but, you know, like you said, we got Brawl this year and Mario Kart. You know, next thing we know, we'll be looking for the next Zelda title again, you know?
Yeah,
the
right.
The cycle will be complete.
yeah, freaking right, dude.
I could see them announcing it in the next year.
I know,
and then
I'll
we'll
eat my
see
words
it in another
or whatever.
Two. But, no, I think... They have quite a, you know, quite a backlog of franchises they can pull from. And then, you know, there's rumors that they're coming out with the new what's his name, Ike's what am I thinking? Kid Icarus.
Kid Icarus, yeah, new Kid Icarus one.
Yeah, and maybe a new Punch Out game or something. And what about Duck Hunt?
You know, no, I think they're done with Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
That's just me. I think they are. Yeah, because they kind of hinted at it in Wii Play. I think that's the best we're going to get.
Could be. But, yeah, we'll see.
Now, I really don't know about Disaster Day of Crisis.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot
I have a serious, like, a feeling deep down inside of me that thinks it's going to get canceled.
Yeah.
It's the same feeling I had for Project Hammer, actually. I was kind of like, Project Hammer? That looks weird. I don't see that really ever making it. and that didn't.
Well, and I figured this game would never come out either, but the fact that it's now resurfaced makes me think that they must have spent, you know, a significant chunk of development time to, you know, to even bring it up again.
It's got to be going for like, it's got to be in works for more than 2 years now, I would think.
Oh yeah, at least a couple of years.
Man. Yeah, I don't know. And I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to the Animal Crossing and Mario Kart, obviously. We fit, you know, yeah, I'm ready to get in shape.
Ready to get in shape, huh?
And I doubt I'm going to break the 300-pound limit, but, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff to look forward to.
Even if you end up hating Brawl, right?
No, I'm going to flip out over Brawl, man. I don't even, to be honest, I don't know if I'm going to play any of these games. I'm still going to be busy making stages. But this is not the Brawl episode, so we're moving on. We're moving past Brawl, if that's even possible. And, yeah, what are you specifically looking forward to?
I'm definitely looking forward to baseball, but also Mario Kart. Mario Kart, I love Mario Kart, and I'm just not getting my hopes up, though, because I don't think it'll be out till holiday season, even though they're saying spring-ish. I just don't see it.
I mean, they first announced it for first quarter of this year.
Right, and now they're saying spring, which is kind of second quarter.
Right.
But I don't see it.
Yeah, that close to Brawl, no.
No, not at all.
Well, you can't be within 6 months of Brawl, so...
yeah,
we're exactly. Screwed. So you better hope Brawl doesn't get delayed again, or else we'll be waiting for 2012 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
No need to go on any further. So a lot to look forward to this year, and... dang. It'll be good times.
Yeah, certainly.
See, my question is, are there any new Sonic games coming out this year?
And the answer is, who cares?
Me.
Yeah. See, you're the sucker. You're the reason why they keep making crappy games.
No, to be honest, like seriously, I've already made the vow, and I will uphold this vow. Aside from Sonic RPG, any more new Sonic games that come out, I will be renting them and playing them. I will
not
be buying them.
Good to hear.
No, Wait,
what if it gets rave reviews?
If it gets rave reviews, I'm sold, man. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm going to buy it. There's no... I mean, but to get a rave Sonic review, that's going to take a lot of work, all right? Because
yeah,
it's going to be hard to
happen.
Turn anybody around, so...
All right. Well, where does that take us?
Comic Talk.
You know, we did get a suggestion on how to intro Comic Talk.
We did. I don't have any young children around me to record
to
what
speak.
They said. The suggestion was to have a little kid... quote the line of like, your comics used to be good or whatever.
No.
What?
It was the quote of our first comment on our first
comic.
Oh
right. Oh, you guys have a lot of potential. Okay.
This comic looks like it has a lot of potential.
That's complete opposite.
Yeah, it was actually a good comment, Ray. Come on.
I'm normally not a negative person, but I could just
lure some small children over when you get Brawl and
oh, God.
record them. Well, we had a couple ideas on the comic, what we were going to do last week. And I guess I'm glad we went the way we did. I really liked the comic. I guess I'm disappointed that Joystick didn't include it just because I wanted to see what other people thought.
Yeah, I don't really mind too much. I mean, it's kind of a different sort of comic. It is,
and I don't hold it against Ross Miller or anything. It's not like I care that much, but I'm always curious to see what.
Wait, I thought you told me to egg his house.
I said hold off until. Oh, man.
I could have ate those eggs too. No one to waste.
No, but I always like hearing people's comments, and I'm always looking for more. So. But I will say this, you know, I wrote the script out and Ray said, I may, you know, change the end. And I was like, that's fine. I was sick when I wrote the script and I was kind of like, it's okay, you know, but I didn't feel spectacular about it. And so when he sent me the final version, I actually laughed out loud when I read the comic, and that doesn't normally happen because I know exactly what the comic's going to be like.
Right. There's no surprise.
But I really like the way you ended it, and then the picture you had it near the end and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, to be fair, when I was making the comic, I really wasn't sure if it was going to work out. I was like, I don't know if this is funny to people. And
right.
maybe it wasn't. But so I sent it to Timmy, and Tim was like, oh, I laughed, man. It was funny. And I'm like, okay, I guess it's good, man.
So you made me happy, so even if everyone else hated it, then you're good.
Well, with every great comic comes great comments. And this week's suggestion box was no different.
It was no different. I have a great one.
It's never any different. Go for it.
All right. Well, my comment, I will lose it when I look for it.
And then I have to work on editing this part. Thanks. Every time. I'm like, edit.
Well, my comment goes to Andrew. In response to our last podcast, he wrote, I always thought that Ray was, and this part is crossed out, the slightly gay-sounding one who claims to have a girlfriend, but you don't know her, and she's in another country, with the flipped-up hair, who says, he's Tim, and then the rest of it isn't crossed out. So it really continues. I always thought Ray was the funny one, and Tim was the serious one. But this time, Tim really cracked me up. So that was pretty funny. Not just that he, you know, gave me credit for actually being funny for once, but all that he said about
Ray. By funny, does he mean like ha-ha funny or funny looking?
Yeah, so he put a P.S. later on and said, P.S. I don't know what happened up above. Comment of the week went to my head. I take back everything I said and strike through it about Ray.
And I basically replied like, yeah, no problems. It made me
smile.
Don't
worry about it.
Like, yeah, I have a fake girlfriend. But that's no, Jessica, I really do have a girlfriend. I swear she'll be back on the show. She'll tear you apart sometime.
but now we gave him comment of the week again, so it's going to go to his head again.
He's going to just write these nasty things about.
Oh, yeah. Because then his reply after yours was good, because I'm going to make fun of Tim next week. So now I'm really going to get it.
Then I'll make that my comment of the week. I'll be this awesome cycle.
And then the world will explode.
My comment of the week went to John M. John McClane, is that you? And he said, this was in response to our Metal Slug comments. It's, he was a little late, but said, I never knew that the Mushroom Kingdom bordered the Middle East. I thought that was good. Because, there really is. Like, it just turns to Karen. There's the. I mean, that's kind of the humor of it to me, I guess. It would seem weird if they're on the phone or, you know.
Yeah, well, that was the only way we could really do it. And, I think it worked, but that was a good observation.
So, I guess this, dim the lights a little bit. It's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week.
Ray says the same thing, and I'll paraphrase. Each week, we pick some stupid thing that people did related to video games.
Okay, and that's why I do the same thing every week, because then I don't stumble over myself like all the time.
Well, you have it written down or something. I'm just going off the.
I just pulled out of the sky.
Seat of my pants.
I just copy and paste from the last episode.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible. Horrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. The Yellow Rappy. No, the Black Doom.
Black Doom, yeah. That's it.
Oh, boy.
Well, my Black Doom award goes to the Rock Band microphone.
Oh, that's right. Nice. That's a good one. Good one.
It is a good one. Not only is it $50, which is ridiculous when you consider that all it is a USB mic. But, I mean, you can use any USB mic. You could use your headset on your 360. I mean, why do you need a $50 piece of junk? But anyway, on the packaging it says, to play with Rock Band for the 360 and the PS3 and also the Wii. And, they said it was basically Wii compatible, and there are microphone games for the Wii, so you could think, oh, well, cool, I can use this to play Boogie or something, or High School Musical 2.
Oh, I love that game. Yeah, okay.
But in fact, it is not Wii compatible, and so they had to retract it and come out with a statement later. But the funny thing is, they came out with their retraction the day after they announced that they are in fact
making
Rock Band for the Wii. So
wait, does that mean they just were retracting because they hadn't made the announcement yet?
They were retracting it because it's not actually compatible with the Wii.
Okay.
And it will not be compatible with the Wii when the Wii version of Rock Band comes out.
So I guess my other question is the Boogie microphone compatible? Can I use my High School Musical 2 microphone for Rock Band?
Yeah, I don't know. See, I don't know. I think the microphone that exists for the Wii connects to the controller.
That's right. I think that's right, yeah.
Nunchuck attachment.
And I'm too lazy to look it up.
Yeah, I don't really care that much.
So, based on Tim's word, confirmed.
Confirmed. 100% completely. But I don't know how they're going to do the Rock Band thing, so I guess we'll find out. But pretty stupid move. Although it's cool that Rock Band's coming out for the week. So, there you have it.
Well, to be honest, I have not thought of a Black Doom Award. And now I just feel bad about that, because I'm like... I don't have anything.
Well, I think the Black Doom Award should go to Ray. Not only for not having a Black Doom Award, but for going back on his word last week.
About what?
You know about what.
No. I said we wouldn't say any spoilers.
You also said that you weren't going to spoil it for yourself.
I said I'd try my best. I'm really going to try.
Yeah, you tried real hard. Tim, I think I'm going to check pretty soon.
Well,
I think tomorrow I might look.
I was getting word. I mean, a few people
one
were telling
day.
Me.
One day. I don't even think
that
it
was
24 hours.
That was not one day. Yes, it was. That was at least 4 days.
26 hours. It was like the day after I knew everything. I'm like, oh, Ray, I know a bunch of stuff. And then you're like, oh, you mean this and this and this? You're like, I already know about
these
characters.
No, shut up. No, no.
You did.
No.
I'm like, oh.
No, because right when I stopped looking... Like, because I was like, okay, time to go spoiler-free, because I had just found out a few things. Like, okay, I don't want to know anymore.
Oh, so you
like,
already knew some of
it. It already started to drop in. And
then you spoiled the rest of it just, like, 2 days later.
It wasn't that soon. It was at least 4 days. Regardless, yes, I've read up a lot of things. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I almost want everybody else to look. Like, if you're a diehard Smash fan... I would suggest looking, because...
Don't say why. You shouldn't say why, because that would be a spoiler.
I mean, is it really a spoiler to say... Well, this whole section was just edited for you guys, but... I don't know what to say for that, because it's like...
All you should say is, it's my recommendation as a Smash fan that you look, because that's what I think you should do.
Yeah, I honestly think
that's
what's
best for you. That's what's best for you in the end.
Take my word for it. That is what's best.
And then call the Smash Brothers support hotline, which is Ray's cell phone number, to discuss things further.
See, I'm not saying to look at videos of the Subspace Emissary. Okay, like I'm not telling you to spoil the whole story, which I have not. I'm not even worried about myself looking at that. that's just ruining the whole game.
Oh, you mean you didn't see that the last level is the new plaza?
It's a beat up knees and confirmed. Like I would just recommend looking at the character roster and taking a look at that. Yeah, that's what's best.
All right.
And I'm happy I did. Actually, I'm very happy I looked. Like I don't feel sad at all. Or maybe the Black Doom should be that spoiling it is actually a good thing. Because that is kind of weird if you think about it.
Well, in this case, I guess it worked for you. But it might not work for everybody.
That's true. I might get some angry emails. Hate mail.
Maybe there's some people out there that haven't ruined anything. Like, they haven't checked the dojo. They don't even know that Mario's in the game. You know?
Well, those people would be... I'm actually thinking about it. I actually consider it like a legitimate question. What's a Wii? God.
Oh, boy.
Well, that'll do it for today's episode. As always, come back every Wednesday for a brand new comic on 2pstart.com and also a new podcast every Monday.
All right, well, that'll do it, and thank you for joining us. Go New York Giants. Thank you for shutting up the New England Patriots, and we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week. We go 28 minutes. I want to know that because I really felt like we were going fast, man.
I don't know. I think we just kind of wandered there for a while. You're gonna edit a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I will. I'll edit out all the stuff where I talk.
10
minutes. As usual.